The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. So a quick content warning for this one. We're not going to get into anything too in-depth, but we are talking about, we're revisiting our conversation around sex toys and sex shops.
Adult toys.
Oh, yes. Adult toys. Yeah. Yes. So just to be aware that that's what we're talking about. Recently, but a while ago, we did an episode on sexism at sex toy shops. And no joke, the very next day, this huge report came out about environmentally friendly sex toys and AIDS. That happens all the time.
Of course. This is why we timestamp things so people can understand. Yes, now we know the new information. Stop adding us.
Yes. It's so frustrating though when it happens. The timing is just right
every time,
there.
Though. It's every time.
I know. It's like we're at the beginning of some wave. I don't know.
Yes, that's what we're gonna say. Even though the content comes out like a week later.
Exactly.
Than when we recorded, but you know.
Exactly. We're ahead of the curve is what's happening.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So we thought we would dig into that because it turns out a lot of the items we use in this arena are not the best for the environment. And some companies are looking to provide more eco-friendly alternatives. One of the big issues when it comes to the sustainability of sex items is that there's no real reusability. Like, you can't donate it. Yeah. After you've used it, that's it.
Please don't. If you're thinking about it,
no,
just don't.
No. But there has been a lot of innovation in this field. Nowadays, a whole world of more environmentally friendly sex toys and items exist, including biodegradable, rechargeable, and solar-powered vibrators, vibrators made of recycled materials, and a carbon-neutral rabbit. Units that separate so that you can replace one section of it if it breaks. Another issue, sex toys in the U.S. aren't really regulated, so products can make claims that aren't necessarily true. So do your research. If you can fix it instead of throwing it away, do that. There are how-tos online. And I'll say, if anyone's listening to this and you're like, it just doesn't sound like it will be comfortable or good, there are reviews out there. Some of them sound pretty good. I was tempted.
Amazon reviews.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
we're not sponsored by Amazon. We're not necessarily advocating for Amazon, but the reason
reviews,
they work,
yeah.
They've got the reviews and those are important. Hopefully they're not bought, but I definitely, some of them are really funny and entertaining in itself. Just saying
Yes.
But let's talk about condoms. Every year we produce and throw away about 10 billion latex condoms. A lot of condoms are made with casein, a milk protein, meaning they are not vegan friendly. Also, casein is used for meat, which, okay. On top of that, The rubber used isn't always ethically sourced, and the packaging is often not recycle-friendly, which I figured out there's a lot of things that I thought could be recyclable and are not, and I'm very sad by this. Yeah. Anyway, some companies have started updating the rubber and packaging they use to tackle these issues.
Yes, and as always, like, we're obviously big promoters of safe sex. Use a condom. But it is good that we're talking about this.
Right.
If this is such an issue around waste. And I think a lot of people don't really think about it. And it was one of those things when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, of course. But I hadn't really thought about it that much.
But what's the solution is the other part. Is like, wait,
yeah,
what do
exactly.
We do?
Exactly. So I'm glad there's this push for this and that some companies are stepping up. And you can find these lists online. People have compiled lists of environmentally friendly or friendlier sex items. So you can definitely find all this information. Lube has gotten in the game too with plant and water-based varieties. There are recipes for homemade tights too. This recently made the rounds because people were like, it's grandma's recipe.
Oh, I feel
recipe.
Like that needs to be a big asterisk on this one.
Yes. Yes.
Please be careful because...
Absolutely.
Yeah, no. I did have a friend who got a lube. She was so excited. And then her... She was on fire for 3 days. And it said plant-based. Just
Samantha,
so you know.
No, yes, that is a great point. Like, make sure test on your body small amounts. Also, make sure it works with whatever sex item you're using it on. Because, you know, some of them aren't compatible. A lot of lubes are petroleum-based, though. So this is a big deal. For those in the BDSM kink community, finding non-leather products can be a challenge. A few companies offering sturdy and comfortable alternatives for a wide range of bodies have emerged. Other companies offer imitation silk. There are paddles made with sustainability in mind, too. All of these things are available.
Recently, a UK health food chain called Holland & Barrett introduced a series of vegan-friendly vibrators shaped like produce from vegan toys. A customer can choose from shapes like banana, chili, corn, eggplant, carrot, and cucumber. They are made with medical-grade silicone and on their website. So, Vegan Toys claims, quote, vegetables are healthy, right? That's exactly why we create our products in that shape, as orgasms are healthy too and should be part of a healthy lifestyle. You know what? I get it.
This also made the headlines, as you probably surprises no one. I think they sold out. I think certain ones of them sold out.
There's so many urban legends that follow with those specific vegetables and fruits that they decided to use. So,
Well, yeah, as always with all of this stuff, like, just we want everybody to be healthy and have a fun time. We also want to help the planet where we can, but do definitely know what you're putting in your body, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. There are other tips too, like avoiding shower sex and having sex with the lights off. That's all part of this big report on how we can make our sex lives more environmentally friendly. If we have sex vibes, always make sure you know how to properly upkeep as well. And yes, you can find all this information out there if you want to learn more. It has been in the news lately, and encourage you to check it out if you're interested. And as always, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @momstuffpodcast or on Instagram @stuffimneverToldyou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Sorry, Christina. We're so sorry.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.